Hello, and welcome to this episode of My Teaching Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about ways that teachers and students can use podcasts to enhance their learning. If you've ever been around high school age students, then you probably can relate to some of the challenges of communicating with these students. If you're like me, a high school teacher, you know that when you assign a reading assignment, chances are a lot of students will not take the time to read the assignment. How many times have you had to repeat instructions or direct students to reread the directions? While we don't want to eliminate reading completely, there are times when using a podcast might be more beneficial in reaching your goal. Instead of having students read an article, how about reading it and recording it on a podcast? Or instead of typing up an entire page of directions for an important project for your class, how about recording the directions in a podcast? By doing so, students can no longer use the excuse they didn't have time to look over the assignment. Well, at least we hope so, because now they can use their earbuds that seem to be forever attached to their ears to listen to all the great things you have to say. Students can listen while riding on the bus home, waiting for study hall to end, or even in between classes. Creating an audio version of your text provides an easy way for them to hear your voice and understand the content. How about asking students to explain what they know in an essay? If you're like me, whenever you assign a writing assignment, you hear all types of noises and complaints from your students. Try having students explain their thoughts by creating their own podcast explaining a topic. It will feel more natural for them to speak out about it and relieve some of the anxiety of trying to fill a page or not knowing how to put their thoughts into words. What a great way to assess students in a quick and easy way. Even better, as a teacher, you can now listen to your students while completing other tasks. Maybe you have a long commute home from work. Just play the podcast back in your car to hear your students what they're comprehending from your lesson and maybe make adjustments for the following day. So I challenge you to try out a podcast in your classroom. I am no expert in this field, but creating my first podcast has proved to be much easier than it sounds. You don't need a fancy microphone or recording studio. Just get started with your laptop or phone and have fun with podcasts. Thank you for listening to my podcast.